What's up? We have the coronavirus part two. There were some things that I was wrong about in the first one. I just want to clarify that. I was wrong saying or insinuating that people in the middle couldn't get coronavirus. I knew Africans could get it. You're not exempt. We're never exempt. But it depends on your immune system. It's a respiratory virus. You could have it and not affect you the same way it might affect somebody else, to the point that where they need to be hospitalized. Come to find out. But I don't think the media is portraying the real struggle of the coronavirus. I think that they are overdoing the coronavirus. CBS was caught using footage from Italy saying it was in a New York hospital and all kinds of other, you know, things. I think CNN and ABC and NBC, they're using all of this to get ratings. And then that's what, you know, people my age, we don't watch the news. So we don't watch the news. So that's not where we get our information from. We get our information from the internet, social media, different resources like that. We don't watch the news. We don't read the paper. We don't read Time magazine. Okay. I don't even know why people even have magazines unless it's online and they have a subscription. But we don't do that as millennials. We don't do that. And, you know, the question of the of this month, March, is how long is it going to take before they lift the restrictions and the lockdowns in certain cities, you know, and states, before, you know, and then everything gets back to normal? How long is it going to take? How much will it decrease to satisfy the local municipalities and state governments and yeah, how long is it going to be? Because people are losing jobs out here. My hours were cut, and they doing that to protect us from the virus, but we're still working, so I don't get that. Trucks are still running. I don't understand. Because once you get that person or that freight to where it needs to go, then there's like thousands of people that's going to be there to receive it. So if the, you know, the stop, you got to slow down the spread. Excuse me. You got to slow down the spread. Because at this point, the 500, you know, 1,000 cases across the world, you can't do nothing about that. But treat them. You can try to come up with a vaccine before it gets worse and the virus ends up taking over. But really need to get things back to normal. You know, because people like me to get their hours cut, we don't get the unemployment. And I don't think we get the stimulus check that he's talking about, that Trump's talking about. If you're going to give away a stimulus check, you give it to everybody. Every address that you have for income tax through the IRS. That's how I would have done it. It's $2 trillion, not 2 million, but 2 trillion. That stimulus package, you giving out $2 trillion like that. And a lot of people are talking about the reparations deal. They had the power to give reparations to black people. They just don't want to give reparations to black people. They don't care to give reparations to black people. It's just that simple. They've been had the power. They had the power to give reparations to black people. Juneteenth. They had a chance to give reparations to black people during the Emancipation Proclamation. They had a chance to give black people reparations. The Civil Rights Movement, the Reconstruction, all that, all those times. They had the power, the money was there. That's way before the debt started getting crazy. They don't care for black people. Don't you get it? But that's another issue for another day. Even Michael Jackson said it. You know, they don't really care about us. He just blatantly said that junk. A lot of people talk about, you know, the quirks that he had, but he was point on with that junk. He might have been soft-spoken and a kid, but he, whoa, he dropping bombs on him, mental bombs on him. But yeah, people, some people just not taking it seriously. They need to take it seriously. They need to take it seriously, cause you don't want any vibes. You don't want influenza. You don't want the flu. But there's a vaccine, so they feel some sort of false sense of security with that. You can die from that too. But this is the thing about it. This is the thing about it. Now it's been discovered that a Chinese man died on a bus in Wuhan. Suffering, he died from hantavirus, which is known from eating, if you eat rats and bats. That's really gross. And the 16 people on the bus were tested as well. They don't know exactly how it is transmitted from human to human. That's the difficult part. They don't know. But that just tells you a lot about China. And a lot of these Chinese places, all these Chinese places was questionable to me. Okay? In the first place. Some Chinese places, you tell by the buffet, you know, what's going on. Don't come back there. But yeah, these Chinese places need to be scrutinized. They're all going to be scrutinized. They talking about that racism and all that. I don't blame all China. I think that the Filipino people are beautiful people. Because they dark-skinned like us. They're like Afro-Asians. You know? They're closer to being our cousins. Because a lot of the ones that are mixed with Blackanese, they're Black and Asian, African and Asian mixed together, they look just Filipino. But it's always them Chinese, them Japanese, them Korean, north or south, they always like to mess with black folk. So I don't see the connection with those three. I don't hate the Japanese. I don't think the Japanese are nasty. I don't know. That's a question I have. North Koreans, they're not messing with China. China is deplorable. The conditions, the sanitation is nasty. And then you see, you know, when they had the Ebola. See, the Ebola outbreak is because the sanitation wasn't that great in certain countries and cities in Africa. Because they have several nations. They think they blame the whole continent for Ebola. It's not the whole country. And the Ebola comes from where you drinking the water that you're pissing in. That's Ebola. And I would say a virus, I'm not a doctor, you know, formed from that, where you can get sick. It's just like the people that like to eat their own fecal matter, they get E. coli. Same thing. Gruesome. But it wasn't an outbreak over there. It wasn't an outbreak. It brought a man to treat him, and he later died to America. Then the nurse caught it trying to help the man. She caught it trying to help the man. And she beat it. And I think another nurse she caught it and she beat it too. But they caught it in time. They caught it in time. But them Chinese are sick people. And now you got this. In America, let's go back to America. You got all kinds of sick white folks. Just go back to white. Y'all got all kinds of sick white folks licking bottles in the stove so people could get sick. Man was later charged with an act of terrorism. I'm not a lawyer. For just posting a video of him licking random bottles of the coronavirus challenge. Nasty, disgusting. And you see this. Now white folks got tired of it now. You can tell. Because they arrested that black lady, the black girl, and that black dude. The black dude got arrested recently. Recently. A little before all this coronavirus stuff got started. But he was arrested. They only arrested a black woman and a black lady. What about them other white people that have been doing that? What about them? They let them be nasty. It can't be nasty. It's an act of terrorism. They've been doing that. That's why he did it in the stove. But that's sick. Heard about Walmart, you know, don't drink the bottled water in Walmart. They're poking holes in it. They're poking holes in it. Oh, shoot. They poking holes in it. In the top of the bottles. So they can put poison in all kinds of stuff. That's why I don't shop there. Exactly why I don't shop there. Shop places like that. I mean, that's where all the sick people come. They go to Walmart and do that junk. Walmart don't say, don't give a damn. They're not being paid a living wage. They don't give a damn. That's why I don't go to Walmart. But yeah, all these the boy licked the toilet. He licked the toilet. Now he's in the hospital. Fighting for his life, trying to do some damn coronavirus challenge. All these damn challenges are stupid. I think the Savage Challenge is stupid. Because how are you going to follow a woman who is a hoe? A known hoe. I get girls be playing because, you know, girls criticize other girls for their sexual promiscuity more than guys. Guys just want the cookie. Okay, that's what they want. Some guys just want the cookie. Okay. Then when a guy, he want the cookie and he want to get to know you because all guys want the cookie. All girls want the strudel, so eventually. But they think that they're the prize. That's the miscommunication. Just you being there, that's supposed to be the prize. And that's why, you know, but men don't criticize women for that. I don't. If you want to do what you're grown, you sleep with a lot of guys, that's you. I just say keep it clean. But if you don't keep it clean, I'm a ridicule for it. You catch something because you didn't, you know, because it's both sides. You slept down with the man and then you caught chlamydia or you caught something you can't get rid of, you know, I am going to criticize you for it. Because in that situation, there's some dudes you shouldn't even be sleeping with. But it's just like they give the cookie to a man that they don't like. Or like I say all the time, they mean. Give a man mean to other people. When they start getting mean to them, then they go, oh, it's a problem. Well, he was mean to other people when he met you. He just hadn't turned on you yet. And then that was that'd be one of the qualities that he liked. But that's a whole nother controversy. But this coronavirus stamming out my money. I need my money. Come out with a 32. I work a 4-hour week on the regular. That's my hours of 32. Are you serious? They need to bring back this economy, man. I live in South Carolina. We ain't got that much like that. We ain't got that much like that. And all these factory jobs, they keep the world going around. And you have people quit. Because I'm thinking about quitting this job to go to a bigger job. That was the plan originally. And then they had this damn coronavirus quarantine and all this other stuff. But yeah. But yeah, $50,000 job, not this little job. $50,000 no more job that I need training for. I can get training for, but I want to save up some money before I get to that point. But I might just risk it all because these damn white folk are scared of a virus. They ain't said nothing about Ebola when I was running wild. They want to say nothing about a lot of stuff. AIDS in Africa. HIV in Africa, all kinds of stuff in Africa. This is in Africa. That's why when you go to Africa, if you were born here or you've been here for a while in America, in the States, you have to take shots to go to Africa because there's things out there that they done beat. There's things they done beat. They done put all kind of filth and stuff. But they done beat that junk. Your immune system built up to it. And, you over there, you can get some, they end up cutting your leg or your hand off because, you got this infection or that infection and they didn't get it into in time. Depending on where you are in Africa, if you go into like the poor parts, yeah. Certain things, certain places, yeah. And the Chinese trying to move in. This is a good time for the whole continent of African nations to push the Chinese, all the Asians out of there. To push all the Asians because they want to take over. They're using this virus to take over. Because them Chinese are disgusting. And I'm not talking about all Asians. I'm talking about the Chinese. I said that they are deplorable. They are dirty. Like the 20-year quote that they keep quoting from Farrakhan, saying he's anti-Semitic. But they are dirty. They are nasty. They have a poor side and a rich side. The poor side, you go to the wet market. The rich side, they go to the wet market. So they're eating the same thing. And catching the same disease and then coming back over here because they got the money. Those poor people ain't got the money, so they ain't going to come over here. And living in harsh conditions out there, that China needs to, rectify that situation out there with that. You can't have all these damn wet markets and all the fish, and you're not handling the fish properly, you cutting the fish, you burning dogs, as I said in the first, are you burning dogs alive? You frying dogs alive with torches? What kind of sick mess is this, eating squids and octopuses live? What is this? All kind of crazy mess. The UN needs to take a look at that. United States need to put sanctions. Trump, and that's the dumb thing. I don't agree with the handling of what Trump did. Trump should have shut everything down in January. He should have shut everything down in January. He didn't. They say they put it in the paper in the USA Today about the coronavirus. Nobody reads the paper. People my age do not read the paper. They're on their phone. They're on social media. They're on Instagram. They're on MySpace. They're on Twitter. Well, maybe not so much on MySpace, but they're on Instagram and Twitter. They're not on USAtoday.com, even if somebody has to, you know, search for that. I'm not the kind of guy to search for that. I'm more likely going to go on Twitter and find somebody that already searched it. But that's the thing that we got going on today, and you know that's what's going on.